sounds of the rodeo or rodeo. Either pronunciation is correct. Rodeos are held in many parts of the U.S., Canada, and Australia.
Hold it right up in your mouth like a big cock.
Rodeo livestock are, I'm reading from a printout we have. Rodeo livestock,
Encyclopedia Britannica,
World Book Multimedia Encyclopedia, are valuable and receive careful handling. The American Humane Association establishes or approves rules for the care of the livestock. There are two main groups of rodeo events, as we said before. One, rough stock events, and two, timed events. Rough stock events feature cowboys or cowgirls trying to ride bucking horses or bulls for a specified number of seconds. The judges award points to the contestants chiefly for their form and how well they spur the animals. Timed events, the other category, are judged according to how quickly the contestants complete the required task.
Excellent. Thank you so much for that. And we'll be bringing a little explanation of the events as they unfold here, because we want you to actually be able to follow. We can pet her? Really? It's a horse we're going to pet. It's our first horse. We're from a gay podcast. Hi, sweetheart. What's the microphone? What's your name? Can I interview you a little?
LaDonna.
Are you going to compete today?
Just in goat panties dressing.
You're going to do goat dressing?
Yeah, goat dressing.
And explain to the audience what that is.
We're going to run out there as fast as we can, grab a goat, and put panties on it.
Oh, that's sweet.
Now, what's your sweet horsey's name?
You know, I don't know what her name is. Something check. She belongs to the ranch here. She's
oh.
A personal ranch horse.
She's a sweet horse. I want to pet her.
Very sweet.
How old is she, do you know?
She's 6.
Oh. Now, what's these little marks up here? Is that like...
Sweat from the...
Oh, okay.
That's just sweat.
I thought that was maybe her eyebrows.
We went to work down a little bit.
I thought maybe she had a little painted on eyebrows because she's at a gay rodeo or something.
No.
Now, do the animals know that they're at a gay rodeo, or do they...
They don't care. They don't care who we...
They don't have homophobia?
No. They don't care who we sleep with as long as we feed them and love them.
What feels best to an animal in terms of, like a horse, in terms of petting them? Where do they like it best? Under the neck, or... I'm scratching really hard, and her lips are just twitching because she's so loves it. Just love it.
Oh, yeah. That feels good. When they lick your lips like that, that means they're relaxed.
Good girl.
When they lick their lips like that, they're relaxed.
Oh,
she's sweet. Well, thank you very much for letting us pet your horse. Now, that, as a rule, you don't pet unless the person says it's okay, right?
No, you don't touch anybody's animal unless they allow you to.
Okay, thank you. Sounds sort of like the... Badlands. Exactly. You don't touch anyone's animal unless they let you. I actually, but what I did was I brought some Febreze so I could Febreze the animal before I touch him. So we're going to be back with more of the rodeo, the gay rodeo, here in just a little bit. And welcome to the Bad Weed San Francisco, the podcast devoted to bringing you the good, the bad, and the ugly of queer San Francisco. And today we have a very special treat. My friend Eric and I travel to La Honda, California, which is about 45 miles south of San Francisco in what we call the South Bay, about 10 miles inland from the Pacific Ocean, to beautiful Driscoll Ranch Fairgrounds, where we attended the gay rodeo. So we were there all day on Sunday, and I'm recording this on Monday the 19th. So we were there all day on the 18th, and recorded about 2 hours of footage. So I am going to present about an hour's worth of footage to you today. So if you want to jump around and listen liberally to different stuff, I encourage you to do that. let me tell you a little bit of what's coming up so you can just plan your pod listening. We have a nice little encounter with a horse, some scratching of a nice horse, and then we go in for the opening ceremonies and some anthem singing, etc. And then the events begin, and the events are really exciting and interesting, and we try to bring them to you verbally as best we can. And we begin with bronc riding, which is really exciting. That's sort of the iconography of the Wild West, is the bucking bronco, barebacking bucking bronco, followed by goat dressing, which is cute. It's a competition where you try to get underwear on a goat, and that's kind of fun to watch. And then we saw some steer riding, and followed by some barrel racing, which is some very skilled speed event where horses are ridden. You ride horses between barrels and do loops and stuff, and very exciting and very skill based. And that pretty much wraps it up for today in terms of the events. I'll roll by you. That's plenty, with lots of color commentary. Run into a friend of mine named Glenn with a beautiful low baritone voice, and as well as the first runner-up for Bay Area Rodeo, Mr. Bay Area Rodeo. And also we talk to Caprice, who is a woman whose partner is riding in the rodeo, as well as Juan, a young man who is from Costa Rica, and tells us a little bit about his passion for horses, which began in Costa Rica. So, yeah, we have quite a bit of rodeo for you today. So, as I said, jump around a little bit if you want. If you want to check out the website is bestbuckinthebay.com. That is the website for the rodeo. Go check it out. They might have some of the winners listed. And, of course, I encourage you to drop me an email, badweeds@mac.com. And also, you can check out our site, badweedssf.blogspot.com. And that will be, we'll be putting up some pictures of the rodeo here in the next day or two as I get them from my photographer, Eric. And I also wanted to mention that I hope if folks didn't have any trouble getting the podcast today, I was having a little trouble with the folks who carry the podcast, who actually store it. And so we're having a little trouble with that. I think it got fixed from the looks of the numbers, but I just wanted to make sure that it did. So if anyone wants to email me and tell me whether or not you had any trouble, please tell me. By this time, everyone should have gotten it, even if you got it a day late. I do apologize. These things happen. Anyway, enjoy the rodeo, and we'll be back tomorrow with more of Hyena Comedy College Institute, and then the day after that, we'll come back with a little more rodeo and wrap up the week with our regular guest, Duncan, my husband. And Sunday is the Folsom Street Fair, so expect some great content from that on the Bad Weed San Francisco. Ciao.
People are going wild. There are six women on six beautiful horses that are turned out in white. And the women are wearing rainbow colors and parading around with giant flags that say, what do they say, Grand National Association? It's sort of like synchronized swimming with horses, right?
Only minus the water.
No water, and the animals are huge. Wow. Now they're making a little pinwheel. And the crowd here is clearly pleased at Driscoll Ranch. Driscoll Ranch, is that where we are?
I believe so. Driscoll Ranch.
I believe we're going to get really hot before this is over. That instinct to wear shorts was a good one.
Well, there's probably some for sale here. You can buy a pair of chaps and just wear those.
I'm going to wear some assless chaps, but here we go. I'm going to go ambient so you...
The music is cheering up people. We've got YMCA pumping. Oh. are leaving with their horses.
And Molly Lester, ladies and gentlemen. Let's give them one more big round of applause. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, rodeo is an expensive sport to produce. Without the generous support of our sponsors, this weekend's events would not be possible. Bud Light is a proud grand sponsor of the 2005 Bud Light IJRA Rodeo Series, sponsoring rodeos all across the great United States of America and Canada.
Lubricant. And I keep saying upgrade to platinum. I'm wondering, does that mean you can take in your current bottle of lubricant and trade it in for an upgraded version?
I believe so, and you do get those premium miles.
So, did you read about the two main groups of rodeo events, rough stock events and timed events? Let's see. Most rodeos have three rough stock events and five timed events. The rough stock events are bareback bronc riding, barebacking. You mean we didn't make that up for refer to gay sex?
Probably didn't. No.
Bareback bronc riding, saddle bronc riding, and bull riding. The timed events are calf roping, steer wrestling, team roping, steer roping, and barrel racing. In most rodeos, only women compete in barrel racing, and only men compete in other events. But all women's rodeos include some events that only men enter in other rodeos. This is actually for the gay lesbian. We do everything together. Here we go, the ceremony of the riderless horse.
One last ride into battle, one last march down the parade ladder.
This is a very somber ceremony where we remove our hats.
The men and women of GS Airways, by way of this ceremony, honor the memory of those members of the international gay rodeo community who have been taken from us.
Oh, you don't take off your hat, sorry.
Never again will we witness their skills in the arena or experience the privilege of working alongside them as rodeo volunteers.
And what happens is essentially a riderless horse with boots reversed is led through the arena wearing a
permanently retired the number one from performance in gay rodeo in the state of California. It is now the number for those that have been taken, that they may always have their place at our rodeos. We love you, we miss you, and we know you ride with us today. Thank you to our escorts today. Sherry Lee and Todd Dietramp, our all-around cowgirl and cowboy from 2004.
What so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched
say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave?
That, of course, was the national anthem of Afghanistan. Surprised we're standing.
So
this is the guy I interviewed last week. Singing the Canadian anthem.
Oh, Canada, our home and native land. True patriot love in all thy sons command. With glowing hearts we see thee rise, the true north strong and free. From far and wide, oh Canada, we stand on guard for thee. God keep our land glorious and free. Oh, Canada, we stand on guard for thee. Oh, Canada, we stand on guard for thee.
Bareback bronc riding is our first event. Now, my understanding of the events here is that women and men compete together on the same event. There's no splitting out of events, which is important, I think, representing the queer sensibility that men and women don't have to compete on different grounds. That's correct. That's good. Plus, the dykes would kick our asses if we tried to pull that, as well they should. No, it's bareback bronc riding, and the way it's set up, I think Eric's going to take a picture, is right under the grandstand, there's a, it looks like the chute. Is that the chute right there? Wow, the chute. Which is where the animals come out. This is a beautiful arena, just surrounded by redwoods, and lots of happy people out here, slathering on sunscreen. This is going to be a hot day, I think. Do you want to sing a few rounds of Cotton Eye Joe for us?
By a Redneck Sound System, I believe it was, from the early 90s. This song, it brings back my aerobics instructor used to like to play this.
Why don't you interview the rodeo pup next to you? Ask him if he's got any opinions of... gay rodeo.
We started out with our cat roping on foot, we went for our mounted breakaway, then we did our team roping event. We've also completed shoot dog and scoot decorating and our first horse scoot event opening. We have 7 additional events for you this afternoon, starting with our bareback cross riding. We have 2 cowgirls. And it looks like 3 cowboys to go this afternoon.
So we got 2 cowgirls and 3 cowboys for the bareback bronc riding. This is a specially designed collection of leather and cinches used for this event. It's called a bareback riggin. The rider must start the ride with both of his or her feet extended forward over the horse's shoulders, and after the first leap out of the chute, pull backward towards the horse's rump. If the rider misses this, called marking out, he or she will receive a 5-point deduction. If the rider makes the 6 seconds, he or she may be plucked to safety as the 2 pickup men move in and attempt to rescue the rider from his or her bucking mount. Shit, not for the weak of heart. Contestants may elect to ride two-handed from start to finish, but will also receive a lower score. Judging and point distribution are the same as bull riding. Did we miss bull riding, did he say?
You know, I didn't hear what he said.
Shish. Nah, I doubt it, because these are the... These are big ones. That happened so fast I actually missed it. Watch out for that horse, honey. She got like, she got. Wow. So then the pickup man have to go get the horse. Her 15 seconds of fame are over. She's now in the corner.
Limping, the helmet was broken, but I guess okay.
The lesbian is limping and her helmet is broken. So what's the Bronc, is this one of the rough stock rides?
Must be, huh?
Here we go, one of the Canadian riders. A cowgirl, oh. Apparently they play the sort of ceaseless disco music throughout the throughout the event. Here we go with Bronc riding again. There's a guy from San Francisco. They carefully get him into the onto the animal. I think that's probably part of the challenge is to get it, get the guy on the animal long enough so he can actually get out of the chute. Because there's not a lot left after that.
That seems to be what is going on, Corky.
What doesn't make like how why is the animal so mad? Are these like animals that have never been ridden, or are they not mad, or they're just being expressive?
I heard a rumor that they make them snort poppers before they.
Here we go. Wow. So the guy is literally at right angles with the horse. Is that the same Bronc? Do they use the same horse over and over again? I think that's where Trent Lott's house is.
I want to sit on Trent Lott's porch.
That was back before our president became a compassionate conservative. Wow. It really is an amazing sight to see an animal just bucking like hell. This guy just rode it. He got up really quickly. I don't know if he
the gait quotient on his outfit is really high. He's got a spangly, some pants that are really pretty out there.
He's pretty gay. Yeah, he's pretty gay. Watch the horse, is what the guy says, because the horse is probably going to come and run you over. Ooh, he's going to do a little lasso thing for us, because this is definitely an uncooperative animal. Ooh, there's two of them going after him. So is there going to be another Bronc ride? Can you get a picture of a Bronc ride? Yeah, did you already do one? Mid-wide, like was they bucking? I'm the art director, too. Do you want to funk?
Do you want to dunk with me?
See, I figured it was a little low because he wasn't on as long as the last guy that was injured. He's in third place. There's a little bit of a drunken buffoon ahead of us that keeps looking back at me. Yeah, woo! So you win a buckle. That's what you win when you win something in this event, a buckle.
That's a good thing.
Yeah, and then you wear it on your belt.
Yeah.
Sorry. Got it. Okay, so we're done. We're going for our next event, folks. Our next event is goat dressing.
Goat dressing. Now, this is supposed to be fun. And while they set this up, I'm going to go pee-pee. I'm going to go dress my own goat. And of course, the obligatory playing of Rocky Top. Good old Rocky Top, Top Tennessee. Do you want to tell them about, tell the crowd about goat dressing? Stick it right in your mouth.
At this time, we're going to introduce some of our royalty members that are here with us.
Often the largest payout event of the day due to the large number of entries. Teams of two must catch a goat that is tethered 50 feet away from the state line, start line.
State line. Start line.
While one contestant raises the rear of the goat, the other contestant must fit a pair of underwear over its legs and into the dress position. Both contestants must run back past the start line and timer before the goat drops its drawers in order to qualify. The fastest time wins.
Thank you, ladies, for being here this weekend. Christy from Phoenix, Arizona, Destiny from Washington, D.C.
Funny. What did he say?
We're getting started with the goat dressing. Oh, my God. They got the underwear on that goat so fast.
It was shocking. It was just shockingly fast.
10.40 for Drew and Bill.
10.40 is the leading time now for goat dressing. That's pretty fast. Those guys were fast.
And we have a 15.50 for Dale and Jane.
I don't think the girls are going to stay in it with 15 point something. Now, neither one of that was funny. I didn't see, I didn't really, did you think that the underwear actually on the goat?
Did I see them put the underwear on the goat?
Yeah. Did the underwear actually get on the goat?
It has, if the goat kicks it off, you lose.
It looks like they're still trying to get the underwear on the goat over there, are they?
Well, they should just give it up.
Are they just cajoling? It's kind of funny because actually it's not as hard as it sounds because one person just lifts the back of the goat and the other person slips the underwear over the... So it's not really as crazy as it sounds, right?
That's correct. And the goats are taking it in pretty good humor.
Yeah, the goats are wondering what they did in their last life to deserve this particular type of karmic retribution. You got a reel to run fast. Oh, that seems some of these people really know what they're doing. Those boys are a little too big, though, to win, I think. I wouldn't be able to win this because I couldn't run that fast. You have to be able to, like, run bases. It's fast. 50 yards, is that what they said?
And a few of these people are a bit on the hefty side.
Many, yeah. Yep.
Oh, we've got our first mullet of the day.
Now, what I wanted to know was, did they donate the used underwear to any particular charity?
I understand they're being shipped to Houston, Texas.
Oh, God. There's a couple of guys that know what they're doing, goat dressing. Running fast. They had Omar Vizquel here yesterday, apparently, from the Giants, running a goat dressing.
He's a pretty fast dude.
He's very fast. It's fun to watch him run. That's fast, 10.4. I think 10.47 puts them in the lead. What's your name, sir?
Jamie Cumberland.
And you're from Canada?
Yes, Calgary, Alberta, Canada.
And what have you been competing in here today?
Today I've been in, shoot dogging, goat dressing, steer decorating. I've got wild drag later on.
What are you going to do in the wild drag?
I'm the cowboy. So my partner is the drag, and then yeah, he's somewhere here. I don't know where he went right now, but he's somewhere around. I think he's going to get his drag outfit on right now.
What is steer? What is it called? Steer what?
Steer deco?
Steer decorating.
Steer decorating is when you have a steer in the chute. You have two people there. One ties a ribbon on the tail, and one has to get the rigging off the horns.
Okay.
So that's what happens with that.
Now, it says something about you guys being sponsored by Canada.
Yeah, we're sponsored by Team Money Pennies, which is a Money Pennies eatery and bar in Calgary.
Oh, cool.
They brought us all down here. There's about 20 members. So we all just decided to come down to this rodeo and check it out.
So you have a big gay rodeo up there, too, I assume, in Calgary.
Yeah, in Calgary, we have a big one. It's usually the July 4th long weekend. Is the big one in Calgary, and we have lots of Americans come up for it. It's really a great time because everything we have at our rodeos, everything's at the grounds, the accommodations, everything. All the dances, everything's at the rodeo grounds. So it's a little different than this one.
How long have you been doing rodeo?
About 10 years. I was the president of our association for a couple years, but now I'm just a competitor. I'm just enjoying it now.
Now, do you do both gay and straight rodeo or just gay rodeo?
Just the gay one, yeah.
Did you grow up around livestock and animals and horses?
Yeah.
And
I grew up in a town called Red Deer, Alberta. So it's pretty redneck, and Alberta's sort of the Texas of Canada. So it's a little hard to be gay in Red Deer, Alberta, but, you know, this is sort of an outlet for us.
Yeah.
That people like us can come and do this kind of stuff and meet like-minded people, and the Americans are great. I mean, we've had such a good time here. The hospitality is amazing.
So you don't feel any hostility being from a more free country coming to a less free country?
Well, it's not. We feel bad for you because, yeah, we can get married and there's a lot more rights for us, but it sort of reminds us, you know, how lucky we can be. And, you know, we want you guys to get to the same place as well because, you know, it's not, the world hasn't ended.
Exactly. So
when is that Calgary Stampede, the very, very famous event?
Yes. Calgary Stampede is actually a week after the gay rodeo. So what a lot of people do is they come up for the gay rodeo, which is our rodeo. It's the weekend before. And then the parade and everything for the Calgary Stampede's the next week. So a lot of people stay for both. And that's an amazing time, too. The whole city goes crazy.
That's one of the biggest events in Canada, really.
Yeah. Well, they call it the largest outdoor show on earth. So it's just amazing. We have chuck wagon races. There's regular rodeo. I mean, it's the city goes nuts.
So it's a little bigger than this?
Oh, yeah, just a bit, yeah.
So Calgary was actually host to the Winter Olympics a few years ago, right?
Yeah, in 1988 we hosted the Winter Olympics. So
were you there then?
Yes, I was. It was a great time. I actually was a volunteer because my brother was on the national freestyle skiing team.
Were you? Was it true that you were responsible for rubbing down Brian Boitano?
Yeah, that's an unsubstantiated rumor. So,
are you going next year, which is also in Canada?
It is again.
No, 2010. Sorry, I'm
yes,
off.
Yes, in Vancouver. Yeah, the 2000 Winter Games are in Vancouver. 2010. Oh. Yeah.
Well, you guys do winter so well up there. You know, I think that's probably why.
Yeah, I think so. Well, sorry, we don't get as involved in the Summer Olympics because we can do more in the Winter Olympics. We got hockey, we got the curling, we have everything that sort of we do more. So
San Francisco, we keep putting in for a bid for Winter Olympics and keep getting turned down.
Well, I don't. You know, it's what is it like? 23 here today. It's a gorgeous blue sky. Yeah, I can see why.
Have you been to San Francisco before?
No, this is my first time.
So are you going to be staying around for a little while? Or?
Oh, yeah. We're going to Monday. We've got the Alcatraz tour and the city tour booked, and we're going to check out the Castro on Tuesday and go shopping and do a bunch of stuff. So we've turned it into a real holiday. It's just amazing. We're having a great time.
Good. Well, welcome to California and San Francisco. I'm glad you had a good time. So we'll be looking for you during steer dressing. Is that what the next thing is going to be?
Drag. Wild drag's the next one.
Wild drag. Okay. And you're the boy?
Yeah, I'm the cowboy.
You're the boy. Let me give you my card so when you get home, you can actually listen to the show.
Okay, great.
It's on the internet.
Oh, perfect.
There you go. Lucky top again. What happened? They didn't get out of the gate?
The animal made it out of the gate and the human did not.
Funny. They're going to get a re-ride. Rocky Top, Tennessee. I know. Muy guapo. Guapacito.
And he's kind of got saddle. What are that? Saddle legs?
Bow-legged.
Bow-legged.
He's bow-legged because he's been riding his horse so much. Now, when the muchachitos show up in their sandals at the rodeo, you know that. We just saw boys in sandals. And one of the things you notice around when you're walking around is there's a liberal, very liberal spreading of dung.
But it is a wholesome. Like,
it's horse apples.
It's horse apples, so it's mainly straw anyway.
Right, and they taste really good. They're particularly good at this rodeo. Here we go. Let's watch as we hear another 3, 4, 5, 6. Oh, wow, he is on that thing. Wow. And the bull actually just stopped. That bull just stopped and stood still. That bull just stopped and stood still, and that guy was sitting there, and the announcer said, "Come on, bull, do something for us." And then he just hopped right off it like he was a bike or something.
Really, the bull was just not doing much.
It was I think it might have been shill.
I think a shill. I think these are young bulls. These are not adults.
Really? Do you think that that's the case? Then apparently we've seen Heath Ledger and Jake Gyllenhaal making out in the stands.
And they look pretty like they're really into it.
Pretty convincing. They're encouraging gay people to drink. What a concept. Drink. Oh, that was difficult. The guy stayed on the bull for a very short time. He's having a hard time getting up. Oh, it's the woman that was trying to bronc ride.
That was the same one that was thrown from the bronc and had broke her helmet.
She is not. Yeah, it's just the. It must be a lot of Vicodin goes around in the rodeo. Can you imagine?
I think they're using Elvis's doctor.
There must just be a hoot a lot of Vicodin going around here at the rodeo.
How long would you last on that bull, do you think?
I imagine I wouldn't last at all because I wouldn't get on it.
I think that's a sign of intelligence.
So do you think it's a... Is it a... that was steer riding. I think you're right. Steers are younger bulls.
Yes. But they got a mean set of horns on them.
The steers do? Well, meaner than the horns?
No,
the
well, they have horns on them.
Yeah.
Wood won't care to hit one with my stomach.
Well, and I heard a lot of steers don't take a lot of bull.
Especially from our cowboys. The barrels are being rolled out into the arena. Arena from the Spanish for sand.
So here we go. Steer riding is very similar to bull riding in description, judging, and scoring, but the animal is smaller and of a better temperament. Rough stock contestants often begin riding steers before moving onto bull riding. Mr. Silent Killer Gas Passer. Last night you had the enchilada combo. Bull riding. This is one of rodeo's most exciting and favorite events for spectators, with an added factor of danger for the contestant because the unpredictable bull is known to come looking for the rider when the ride is completed. So the bull comes looking for the rider after the ride is completed. Because of the bull's powerful twists and leaps, only the toughest of contestants can endure the 6 seconds required for a qualifying ride. Contestants may not touch the animal rigging, their hat, or themselves with their free hand. The rider and the bull are given a score of up to 50 points. Bull for power and bucking pattern, rider for strength and form. Cool, huh? And is that sort of the Zamboni machine of the rodeo?
It is a rodeo Zamboni. All that's missing is the rodeo clown.
We haven't seen any rodeo clowns.
So, how's it feel to be at a gay rodeo?
It's just marvelous, just marvelous.
We could do our mock interviews where we make fun of people and pretend what they say to us.
If only we could do impersonations, we could do Paul Lind and all kinds of people at the rodeo.
Yeah, we could. I mean, I think it's nice that, again, the idea is that the here's this cultural artifact which is appropriated for... The bull draw. Ooh, I think that's where they figure out what you're going to ride.
Which is probably a pretty important element of the competition, really.
And so we haven't missed bull riding. We want to see that for sure. Yeah, this is a little bit like Circus Maximus, because you really want to stick around for the most violent things.
I agree.
Like gladiators.
Many of our listeners don't know that Circus Maximus is now a gay cruising area in Rome.
Really? I need to hear the whole story about that.
No, I didn't go there.
So, the Zamboni is really more like a tractor in the rodeo. I think this is now called barrel racing. It must be a thing where they are going to go around, they ride around the barrels.
Yes, and I assume we're talking horses here.
Right. As opposed to...
Cattle,
right. Barrel racing is the most popular of speed events for horses. Contestants vie for the fastest time running a cloverleaf pattern around three barrels arranged in a triangular formation. Horse and rider are allowed a running start with time beginning and ending at a finish line. Knocking over a barrel causes a 5-second penalty, and breaking the pattern is a disqualification. So one of the things about it is you really need to know the rules if you're going to have a gay rodeo.
I think with the disqualifications, that'd be an important thing to know.
Yeah, a lot of people know the rules here. Like, you and I couldn't have a gay rodeo because we really don't know the rules.
Plus, we don't have any animals.
Well, we have, we have cats. We can have a cat rodeo.
I think herding cats would be quite the event.
Herding cats. Not unlike many different types of work I've done as herding cats.
Kind of like trying to organize a gay.com chat room party.
There are a lot of people here with very long telephoto lenses, so shutterbugging is also a hobby, not just podcasting. I would almost venture to guess I'm the only podcaster here.
Certainly the only nude podcaster.
The only nude podcaster.
Are you going to add something?
No.
Oh, okay. Sponsor banners that you see all throughout the arena there. We'd like to thank them
for their help in getting that set up for us. We're working on Corky's first vlogging at the door at the Folsom Alley Fair next week.
Oh, yeah, right.
Yeah, right.
Corky's first vlogging.
Well, maybe not first, but first podcast vlogging.
Oh, you think I should go for it to get vlogged?
I think that would really could be a quite the ratings boost for your ratings to go through the roof.
I don't know if the rodeo is going to be a ratings booster.
Maybe there's a flogging here. I don't know.
Maybe it was because I smoked pot at my last rodeo that it was more of a remembrance.
I would say it's a for those who are thinking of going, it's a very relaxing yet kind of entertaining, pleasant day.
It's a lovely occasion. And thank you to Eric Hansen, who arranged the tickets and the press passes. We've had all access. We've been interviewing horses and riders, and we got to pet a beautiful horse at the beginning of the end of the day.
A beautiful, beautiful horse.
Who showed us what it looked like when she was happy.
And a horse walks into a bar, and the bartender says, "Hey, what's with a long face?"
Course. Is this your guys' first gay rodeo? No. Can I interview you for my podcast? That's okay, I won't interview you. What's your name?
Juan.
Juan?
Yeah.
Where are you from?
Costa Rica.
Really?
Yes.
You live there now?
No, I've been here for a while.
Okay.
But I'm familiar with this because we have our own version of this over there. Yeah.
I know. Are you guys competing in the rodeo or just watching it?
I'm just watching.
How about you?
Just watching.
What's your name?
Aaron.
Eric? Now, what brings you to the rodeo when you could be in the Castro shopping or something?
It's beautiful down here. And besides, he wanted to come to the rodeo, so.
Does this remind you of your home?
Yes, but last week we were in the opera.
Okay.
Today we're in the rodeo, so I have no limits.
So, do you wear... Is your outfit different for the rodeo versus the opera?
Very, very.
I noticed you're wearing the same gloves, which is good.
Yeah, but I you can find me here or anywhere else in the world. I love everything.
Did your family own horses and stuff in Costa Rica?
Yes.
What part of Costa Rica?
The North Pacific of Costa Rica.
When I was in Costa Rica, I got to go horseback riding in Monteverde. It was beautiful.
Oh, no, where I come from is different. It's dry and
dry,
yeah,
hot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's beautiful. It's beautiful, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, thanks for talking to me. And have a lovely time.
Thank you. You too.
Do you guys listen to podcasts?
I have an iPod and I heard about that. But I have to get more into it. What?
I'll get you a card for it.
So you go online and you download
your iPod.
Something that you're interested in.
Right.
Okay.
Like
uh huh. Okay. I will.
You're a star
I will.
My show.
Are you on satellite?
Hmm?
Are you on satellite?
I got. Not yet. Sirius, no.
That's Sirius.
Someday. Oh, they're already starting with the dare riding. Now, do you get to go horseback riding when you want to, Juan?
Yeah.
You do. Yeah. Where do you go riding?
In my father's farm, when I'm in Costa Rica. Yeah.
Oh, so when you go to visit. So you go back and forth to visit? And you go riding when you're there?
Yeah, yes, I do.
Well, let me get you my card.
Recording
everything in your own iPod. So, how is it that you can have a no photo rule when you're riding a horse at
a public? I don't know. Maybe she has some. I don't know.
I'm guessing it's because all these people with the telephotos, right? The telephoto lenses, so people could make out your face, but I certainly can't make anybody's faces.
And it may have something to do with the horse's privacy.
Yeah. Maybe the horse was the one who had the no photo rule.
Because there are celebrity horses participating here under false names.
So we're in the middle of watching barrel racing. Do you have any comments or insights about barrel racing?
Well, tough turn of luck for the last rider who knocked down two of the barrels somehow.
Exactly. The first loop.
It came out of the gate, literally, a little so fast that when it went around the first barrel, it had a little trouble braking, shall we say, and turning around.
It looked a little bit like Peggy Fleming used to look like when she would come out of some of those hairpin turns.
By the way, what's green and skates?
What?
Peggy Flem.
Another one.
They have a weight problem you're concerned about, or perhaps are, you know, using crystal meth even.
Hey, Juan, are you guys going to go to the Folsom Street Fair next week?
Of course.
You have your outfit picked out?
No, not really. I'm
sort of what you're wearing now, or
I'm pretty vanilla here. Yeah, but No.
Juan will not be getting flogged at the Folsom Street Fair. The boyfriend said yes, though.
He got me a pair of leather pants, but they didn't fit.
Oh, honey, don't say that. You're not too fat. That's not right. I think the boyfriend got you a small pair just to make you feel bad. He did it on purpose.
You're brilliant.
Okay, we want to look at. We're gonna look at Juan's butt. The boyfriend has requested. Yeah, I'm gonna put the microphone in your ass so we can get a. Ooh. He should. Yeah, he should have some like. Any? Do you guys agree? Tight leather pants would look good. The gentleman in the back also agree. Get Juan a pair of pants that fit.
I got a very unique, I was very
ass.
Because we were in Gay Pride, and this lesbian approached us, and she said to him, oh, he has such a nice ass, and then she grabbed me in front of him. Yeah, lesbian. Yeah.
Well, it's a good thing. When lesbians are grabbing your ass, you know you got a nice ass. Well, tell the boyfriend to break down and actually get you a pair of pants that fit. You could go to Celix and rent some. I'm going to go to Celix and rent my leather pants.
Oh, do they have rentable leather pants there?
Well, that and the leather cock ring. Brown dog right there. Yes, beautiful. Let's go get some shaved ice. Do you work for Finlandia?
No, you can't talk to the press.
How pretty. And I'm here with Mama's Tough Cowboy. What's your name, sir?
Stephen Taylor.
Stephen Taylor, and you are Mr. Bay Area Rodeo 2005 first runner-up.
Yes.
How did you get to have that distinct title?
We actually do a fundraiser with the Bay Area chapter for the GSRA, the Golden State Gay Rodeo Station. You have to host a fundraiser of $250, and then it's just like a pageant. You basically, Western wear, talent, and a competition of a horse event.
When did it happen?
Happened in June of this year, 2005.
Now, do you know Eric Hansen?
Yes. He is our Vice President of Administrations for this year.
And he's also International Mr. Gay Rodeo, right?
Correct. It goes Mr. Bay Area Rodeo, Mr. GSRA, Mr. Golden State Gay Rodeo. Then the next title and the final title would be Mr. International Gay Rodeo.
What's your horse event?
The horse event, I do barrels, flags, poles, team roping, and mounted breakaway.
Cool. And where'd you learn how to do all that?
Dallas, Texas, where I'm from.
Did your daddy teach you that?
Yes.
So is gay rodeo a way for you to kind of hang on to your past but then merge it with your being out and gay and all that?
Well, I also compete in the Grand Nationals at the Cow Palace in November and then the Grand Nationals in Las Vegas for the finals there in January.
So it's the Grand National Gay Rodeo or Grand National Big Time?
The Grand Nationals are the straight rodeo circuit.
Wow. Now, how accepting are straight rodeos of gay folks?
It really kind of depends. We're trying to educate them that, you know, we need equal opportunity for straight and gay people to be able to compete in the sport they like to do.
Mm-hmm. Now, are transgender folks, is that a new thing that the gay rodeo circuit is starting now to kind of address and acknowledge?
Basically, transgenders, we welcome everyone and anyone to help compete in the rodeo. It's all about raising money to help support AIDS organizations in your community.
So then gay, like transgender would just, oh, he's trying to eat his ice and he's holding it like a lady because he's Mama's Tough Cowboy. Now, but transgenders, they would just apply for the event, whichever event they wanted to, whether it was male or female, right?
Correct. Just like Destiny is a boy, but she dresses as a girl, but she also competes in men's events like the shoe dogging, barrel, flags, poles as well.
So we've seen a few events, and we're watching the barrels. What's after barrels?
Actually, the wild drag event was coming up.
And then bull riding?
Bulls are our last event.
Is that sort of the last big event of the day?
Correct.
Okay, well, thanks so much for talking to us. Do you know where Eric might be?
Actually, he's on our stage right here, doing a show that we're going to be doing in about 5 minutes.
Wow. I need to talk to him because he got me my press pass.
Cool. Give it up.
Thank you.
Take care. Have a great day.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
What's your name?
Oh, my name is Caprice.
Nice to see you, Caprice. So you're just telling me some stuff about the horses. What can you tell me about the different kinds of horses people ride and why would they ride them?
Well, in these events, typically you want a smaller, not as tall a horse because they can wrap themselves around the different events, you know, like the barrel racing.
Right.
Or the pole bending, get too big, it gets awkward, you know. And then you were asking me about
mares and geldings and
stallions and such. And that's a total personal preference. Typically, you're not going to see a stallion here. You're going to see a gelding or a mare. And
in the rodeo generally or just in this event?
No, in the rodeo generally. In the rodeo generally, because stallions can be hot and difficult and social events to deal with.
Do you think that in general that maybe humans would benefit from some gelding of some of the males?
well, maybe. I don't know about that one. I have a male dog that's an absolute pussycat, and he's not gelded yet, so, and he's about as sweet as they come, you know, so.
Did you have a friend or a partner riding earlier?
Yeah, Christy Lee.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did she do well?
Yeah, she's done really well. Actually, she's the one woman that rode the Brahma Bull yesterday and made it all the way through. Yeah.
Is she riding the bull today?
I think she is.
Was it a woman that got taken to the hospital? Was it the woman that fell real hard?
No, there was a man that actually his horse kicked him and cut him open.
Oh, backstage.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it's actually one of my partners, the wild drag that's coming next, was one of her partners.
So, was he badly injured?
I don't think he's badly injured. He might need some stitches, though.
Yeah.
Definitely can't perform anymore today.
Right.
And so
what events do you participate in?
I'm an English dressage rider, and I come and I've actually done goat dressing, and I did wild drag, and I did steer deco at the Reno and the Las Vegas Rodeo. But I'm not doing it this time. I'm just cheering people on, helping out.
So dressage is more of the equestrian stuff?
Well, this is equestrian too, but it's the English aspect. It's the dance.
The kind you see at Olympics?
Yeah. Yeah, that's Olympic. That's like dancing on horseback. Yeah, this is dancing on horseback real fast.
How many heads do you and your partner own or have?
How many animals? Well, we have two bull mastiffs, two Jack Russells. We have four horses, basically, all together. So. Yeah.
Sounds like a good life.
It is good life. Keeps us busy. Dirty.
Well, thanks for talking to me.
Thank you. Enjoy.
Filmmaker and a friend.
Hey there.
How are you? What are you doing here today?
I'm doing great. It's just it's beautiful weather today. It's bright and sunny. I'm here actually shooting, we call it in the business, B-roll. So one of the contestants here, Christy Lee Eifert, is competing in a whole bunch of different categories like barrel racing and pole bending, and she's also my favorite. She's a lesbian bull rider.
And she's Caprice's girlfriend?
That's right. She's Caprice's girlfriend, and I met them actually here at the Gay and Lesbian Rodeo last year, and I talked to Christy, and she had a great just coming out story. And so the project I'm working on right now is called Openly, and it's about the journey that people, the gay and lesbian people, make in being open about their sexuality. And I shot an interview with Christy a few months ago at the stables where she runs her horses. And I'm just out here today getting some footage of her. Hopefully she'll ride the full 6 seconds on her bull, and that'll make it into the final cut of the movie.
Did you see her riding on the barrel racing?
I did see her, and she did a great job. She had a really good score. So, and I heard she did a great ride yesterday, but I wasn't down here for it. So, I heard she was on a Brahma bull yesterday, which is about the biggest bull that they have. It's got the big hump on it, and it sounds kind of scary, but I'm hoping.
Mean.
Exactly. Very mean, mean bulls, and they're big. They're really, really big. So, hopefully she'll ride another one today, and we'll get it on tape.
So, you're just hanging around and B-rolling.
B-rolling, exactly. Exactly. And also just looking for, you know, interesting people that to find out, you know, more about their coming out stories. This movie that I'm making is about, it's sort of how the coming out process has changed across generations. So older people, younger people, and what's changed about that experience. But Christy had a great story, and it's going to be a good movie when it's all done.
When do you think that'll be done?
Well, I'm expecting that I'll have a cut ready for to go around to the Gay and Lesbian Film Festival circuit in 2006. So spring, summer 2006. Yeah.
Well, good talking to you.
Thanks.
And
you can, we'll be looking out for your film. And the name of it is going to be what? Openly?
Yeah, it's called Openly. And I've got a website, which is www.openlythemovie.com. Okay. So check it out.
Cool. We will tell the listeners to do that. Women did better in the barrel racing than the men.
Times are better, and the men are knocking a lot more barrels over, which is a 5-second penalty, which will knock anybody way out of the running.
Now, what do you think about the pros and cons of having a man gelded?
Well, a man, there are a few that probably, I don't know.
Have you ever been with a gelded man?
Oh, no.